trust is a very important commodity in business.
It's the Colton I Trust this guy with my life.
True that.
They were partners.
Uh-oh, we got company.
Smooth and easy.
Friends.
Everything we do, we split down the middle, right?
Of course we do, we're partners.
But every friendship.
You're the only guy I've ever trusted in my entire life.
Hits the occasional bump in the road.
You're under arrest.
You better be messing around right
now. You have the right to remain silent.
How can you do this?
You have the right to
This cost me millions of dollars. Millions, I'm very, very mad.
For Detective Jack Keats.
There he is. Not even a bullet in the head could stop him.
The last man he wants to see.
Have you been drinking, sir?
I had about a half a beer, but the dog had a lot.
Is the one witness he needs to protect.
He knows my operation from top to bottom.
It's up to you to bring him in, Keats.
You sneeze. If I even smell your breath, I will shoot you dead. How about if I chew loud?
Now they don't know who to trust.
Grab the wheel! Oh my God, the guy looks like a tumbleweed!
And they're on the run.
I got one option for us, and it's not very good.
Okay, well, what is it?
Crash landing, man.
Okay, I'll be in the back sitting on the black box.
From both sides of the law.
You don't trust us all of a sudden?
I don't trust anybody, Whoopi.
Get down!
I gotta learn how to fight. This is pathetic.
Damon Wayans.
Don't mind him. He's simple.
Adam Sandler.
Bet you're glad he gave me that gun.
Bulletproof.
I will always love you.
Will you shut up? Shut the hell up!
You'll always be my bodyguard. You know that.
And now, our feature presentation.
Jose, how are you now? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is time that Cinema Villains brings to you another brand spanking new episode. Thank you again for joining us. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shaggy Black. Alongside me is the wonderful, lovable, huggable Jose. Jose, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I really had a different opening. And for the life of me, I can't remember
what. Poor guy, you should see the sadness.
I thought it was the funniest shit on earth. And I.
What if it wasn't, though, when you just turn your head back?
No, I know our humor, and I know you would have fucking appreciated it, and I fucking. It's gone.
You'd have been like, I made a joke about the Florida State Seminoles, and I thought it was funny. No one laughed.
No one laughed? No one laughed. Nah, man. I fucking. Yeah, I thought I had a different opening, and I can't fucking remember it. That's kind of that's
it's gonna haunt you. It's gonna hit you when you go right as soon as you lay down in bed tonight.
If it is, and it does, then I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to use it for the next episode.
There you go.
Speaking of episodes, as you can see by clicking on the name of the episode, and you saw that this week. If you loaded that shit up, if you didn't, and you just joined into it as blind, we appreciate your loyalty.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is next level fandom. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate all four of you.
That is true. Four, maybe five.
There's a lot more, man.
There is a lot more. Yeah,
we're getting fucking like noticed. Well, I think I'm getting noticed, and the podcast is getting noticed because of it. Because of shit you're telling me,
mm-hmm.
And I can't fucking ever escape it. I will die.
You can't escape from crossing fate, bro.
I can't. I will die and leave this plane, but only one thing will know. My name would. I was talking to somebody about this shit too. Like, the day I fucking finally leave this earth, people are gonna show up at my funeral dressed in shirts with nothing but the fucking game with my GameStop photo on.
Mm-hmm.
And
it'll probably be on like someone will post it. One little news article will be like,
no, I already know somebody's. As soon as somebody pops up, Like, soon as the news of my fucking passing pops up, someone's going to have a shirt. I already know. It's either going to be Pat. It's either going to be Pat Q. Like, guaranteed. Like, they're going to have one. I don't know if they're going to pop up at my fucking funeral. Yeah. But, like, someone's going to have my fuck that shirt on. And then everyone's going to have that shirt. And my mom's going to look at y'all, going to be like, I appreciate y'all coming here, celebrating my son's homecoming, because that's what black folks do. Mm-hmm. But what's with the shirt? She ain't going to know what the fuck's going on. It's going to be a whole joke between just y'all and the internet. And like,
oh,
that's
my
it.
Fucking God. You guys, that's what I would have talked to your mom about. I'm like, Mama Shaq, do you understand that your son is a meme? What? Oh.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know what the fuck that is, but I know she is. I know she knows, but she doesn't know what a meme is.
Let me pull up this laptop. Let me go. Let me introduce you to a side of your son. See, he's not told you about.
That is why you're fucking wasn't invited. I did invite you, I thought second. I was like, no.
You were like, oh, I'm going to get my folks drunk tonight. I'm like, you're lucky I ain't there. We'd get drunk just shit on you.
Exactly.
The whole time.
The whole fucking time.
He tried to tell me some shit that you haven't told me about. You're like, I'm not telling Jose this shit. Oh, let me tell you what Shaggy did back in the did you now? What?
I was like, oh, this is, doing that little fucking bullshit laugh you do. And I'm just sitting here fucking like, I wonder if my head. If I hit the ground hard enough, how quick would it splat without me not even feeling anything? But speaking of feels, we took a detour this week. Like I said, we originally were doing the Summer of 82.
Yeah.
We decided to put a pause on that because of we just found out the passing. By the time you listen to this podcast, James Caan. Beloved
Can
actor.
Or Con?
I thought it was Con. I thought I said Can, like James, almost like James Dean, but it's like James Con, like James Con. Can.
Yeah,
like James Con of Godfather fame.
Yeah,
more like just has passed away.
Yeah, he passed this week
on
the 6th, I believe. Yeah,
on the 6th. It was reported on the 7th, and he passed away. And it was just I was a huge fan. Like, Misery fame, Godfather fame.
Mm-hmm. Elf. Everyone loves Elf.
Yeah, Elf. You know, I was a big fan, man. So it sucks to hear that. I mean, he lived a life. He was 82. So it's not like he was young.
Right.
Not like somebody who, like, fucking died in their 50s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he had a great career and a great life, at least. You know, it's not one of those gone too soon.
Yeah, it's
you know, you could argue 82 is gone too soon.
But still, man, you know, he lived a great life and gave us a lot of good memories, a lot of good movies.
Yeah,
that we can go by and just you know celebrate on.
Yeah, a lot of good movies. One we're not talking about right now.
Damn it! Hold on, man. I was gonna say that, but first off, let's pay our drink respects to.
Hey, yes, to one James Caan, man.
Yeah, man.
Salute.
All right, bro.
Julie.
All right. Speaking of which, before we get into this movie, because it is a movie.
It is a movie.
Jose, what's your favorite James Caan film, man?
Ooh. Fuck. It might be Eraser.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. The movie that we were going to watch earlier, huh?
So, inside baseball shit.
I don't even want to talk about it yet. Let's get through the happy shit before we dump into the other shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be Eraser. I know for a fact my first James Caan movie was Misery.
I didn't see Misery in theaters.
Because if I remember right, if memory is serving me right, I think we just had a movie day that day. Mm. And we went to see The Rescuers Down Under. And then classic. After that, we saw Misery.
Damn.
We just spent the day in the theater for some reason.
It's cocky.
I think it was just
script.
Me, my mom, and my uncle. That was it.
That's the weirdest fucking lineup ever.
Ain't that that's a hell of a double feature for you, bro.
That is like, hey, here's some animated shit. And now here's some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Here's some Stephen King for your ass.
Which is crazy. Like,
that's a tale of two extremes.
Yeah, you ain't lying. If memory serves me right, that's what I remember for some reason.
My first James Caan movie, and actually my favorite James Caan movie of all time. It's actually not even my favorite James Caan. It's actually my favorite James Caan movie, but it's my favorite fucking movie, hands down, period, of all time. And I can sit there and say non-horror, Because when people ask me, what's your favorite movie? And the first thing I think of is The Thing. But it's like, no, this is literally when I'm like, wait, do you mean like horror? Or are you talking about favorite movie of all time? Like, because I have that. Mm-hmm. You want to know what that is? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Godfather.
There you go. Yeah. It's fucking... Godfather. While I love horror, Godfather taught me to love cinema.
That's weird because I feel like that's not fair. I probably could have said Godfather too, but I feel like everyone makes the Godfather great.
Yeah, no, it's a whole ensemble.
It's like
a
ensemble and like, direction. And
but see, like the one thing, like I'm gonna tell you, the one thing that was traumatizing to me as a youth was seeing Sonny get fucked up.
He got fucked up. That like got turned into Swiss
man,
cheese.
Man, like that death fucked me up as a youth because I fucked with Sonny.
Yeah, I fucked with him heavy because he
like on a
when
fucking,
he beats the shit out of the old boy. Yeah, it's great
for fucking with and his sister. And then yeah. like he was like, nope, I beat his ass again. And it was a fucking trap.
Yeah,
bro, I was heartbroken, bro. I was like, damn, not my nigga Sonny, man. I said the N word, but we were drinking. My bad.
Shame.
I'm gonna cut that out.
I'm sure you will.
Not my man Sonny, man. No, not my man Sonny. But nah, man. Like it was. Like when I saw that growing up, it fucked with me because I was just like, damn. I was like, damn, dog. It was a really well character in a movie that had very great characters.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And it just what really got me was how it was shot, how it was the score, just everything. Like just how it was shot and just everything else. That would make me get into like. All right, and that was young James Caan, right?
Mm-hmm.
James Caan. James Caan. Like, how he was just young. Just overall. Other than that, my other one would be Misery.
Yeah.
There was the football movie, too, that he was in. I can't remember. Do you remember?
I was looking it up, too, just now, but I just can't fucking remember.
Oh, fuck. I kind of get it confused with something else, and I don't want to say the movie. I can go look it up. But, like, it's funny. I didn't watch a lot of sports movies outside of, like, the 90s.
Oh, really?
Like, outside of, like, the Sandlot, Ducks, and stuff like that. But, yeah, no. It's just those movies that were – those movies, though, he had a really great film career.
No, absolutely.
And it's just important that we try to remember him from that he – like, it's sad that he's gone. And then – which is crazy because another dude who was in another mafioso from the dude from Sopranos fucking died, too. And I'm like, they're killing all our mob guys.
Right.
Like, what? Respect to let me not be that dude.
But yeah, James Caan was in a lot of stuff. He's also in Thief. I hear a lot of people say Thief is a banger.
And yeah,
I don't think I've seen Thief. I can't remember it right now. Then Killer Elite. A lot of people say watch Killer Elite with him and
Robert fucking Duvall, bro.
And Shaq pulls up his phone.
Yeah, I'm looking up that fucking. I'm looking up both those movies.
Is it Titan?
No, it's not Titan.
I'm thinking
it's not Titan. It's
Attack on Titan.
Rollerball. No.
Oh fuck! I forgot Rollerball, dog. That is like a cult classic.
Yeah, it is.
That's what we should have reviewed, low key.
Yeah, we should have reviewed.
That's a
Rollerball.
Cinema villains.
It's a hell of a cinema villain episode.
We're talking about the original Rollerball. We don't mention.
I mentioned that one.
Fuck that movie. God damn. Remember Shane McMahon's in that movie for like 1 second?
Yes.
For like 5 seconds?
Yes.
They just like, hey, here's my face. That's it.
And then...
They zoom in on him like he's an important character.
And then your boy, Paul Heyman.
Yeah, he's actually in the whole movie. He's like he's the commentator.
The commentator. Damn, what was it? Not Brian Song. It was another one that he was in. And I want to say it might be fucking... I forgot he was in The Way of the Gun.
Oh, yeah.
The Program.
Oh, yeah, The Program. There you go.
The Program.
Hey, we just missed our scene.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, what else? Slipknot's also on Rollerball.
That's another reason
why
people
cool.
were
yeah.
like, that's another reason why I was that. And, like, I want to say during the time, like, that fucking, like, Edge's Rob Zombie theme came from that around that time frame. My Durango, over 95.
So I'll say this, and I've always said it: if Edge didn't come back to WWE and he went to AEW, he had to come back with that song.
Yeah, I would have hoped.
Yeah,
but he was gonna like. But it's like, yo, we fucking. He's like, yo, we can just license out Metalingus.
Cause it's not a WWE song. It's no. like, yeah, it's literally just.
Because why would you not? out of all the fucking songs to come back to, it's going to be Metalingus. It's always going to be Metalingus.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not going to be
it's funny because I fell down like a YouTube hole of like a music YouTube hole, and it was like bands, like their first song. The song that made them famous, like their most popular song. And it got to Alter Bridge. I'm like, when you get like most popular song, I'm like, if it is not Edge's theme song, I'm turning this fucking phone off right the fuck now. Sure enough, it was Edge's theme song. I'm like, yes!
Of course! Of course. But we're not talking about Edge.
We're not talking about Edge or the greatness that on this day I see clearly.
But see, like, but I think that, like I said, that was my first James Caan movie, and that's like my favorite. But I guess Misery's definitely up there too. Mm-hmm. Like that was another movie that both players in that movie both actors did fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the shit I remember it from.
Absolutely.
Like off rip. But Jose, like I was saying earlier, instead of fucking reviewing the villains on those.
Yeah.
We decided to get the bright idea to review another James Caan movie.
Yeah.
One that Jose picked. Because inside baseball, Jose, tell him why.
Because I was like, hey, man, I want to sit for a 2-hour movie. Let's watch this hour and 20 minute movie instead. Fun times.
You lazy fuck.
It really was.
I bet. Had we would have turned on Eraser.
We turned it on.
We would turn on Eraser and we would probably focus on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like maybe one or two parts to where we just dip out.
Because we were going to watch Eraser originally because it's Eraser. It's Arnold.
It's Arnold and like you've fucking. Been erased. I think what, Toni Braxton?
Vanessa
Williams.
Thank you.
Vanessa Williams.
And James Caan.
I definitely
random Russian guy, I think.
Yeah, I would have been looking at Vanessa Williams. You'd have been looking at Arnold, and we'd have had a good time.
And yet,
you fucking decided to pick
Bulletproof.
A movie starring one Damon Wayans. And one Adam Sandler.
And
James Caan.
Yeah, because we're watching this fucking movie. I'm like, this movie's fucking I don't remember this movie being this bad.
So you want to tell them why you picked this movie, Jose?
Because I unfortunately got this movie mixed up with The Last Boy Scout.
which is hilarious because that movie's not good either.
No, it's not.
But it had way more action scenes than this. Yes, it did.
Because I'm like, yo, there's not a lot of action. I remember a whole lot more action. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, bother. That's all I said. But hey, guys, our first Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Hey, one stone.
Not Mo Money or Billy Madison. You got us fucking watching Bulletproof.
Hey, we all got to start somewhere.
And our fucking first James Caan movie is this shit.
All got to start.
Not Godfather. Somewhere.
We can't start off with greatness. We can't start up on top because then we just. Have to go
we
down.
Literally were going to review Eraser. That's not a good movie either.
Well, at
sir.
Least we know we got nowhere to go but up.
King hate you.
Nowhere to go but up.
I fucking hate you. Just know that.
Most people do.
Fucking A, man. But Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
Jose, do you remember watching this movie? Or seeing this movie growing up?
Yeah, like once or twice.
Obviously, you don't because you confused it with fucking Last Boy Scout.
Well, that's, you know, same actor. My bad.
You really confused your white people. That's the crazy shit. How do you confuse Bruce Willis with Adam Sandler? I'll never fucking know.
That is true. That's the thing right there. I don't know. Bruh. I don't know.
Bruh. I swear to God. Because I can sit here and tell you that I remember this movie coming on like HBO or Cinemax back in the day. And this shit did not stay on. This shit did not stay on. Like I was like, ooh, Adam Sandler, ooh, Damon Wayans. And I'm like, oh, something else would get my attention.
Something else you say.
Yes. Something else.
Cinemax.
Skinemax. No, it was not that.
It was not that? Okay, cool. That's not a thing no more, right?
What that?
Skinemax. Because like.
I mean, everything's streaming now, so I don't know.
Because I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's a thing no more. It's like, why? You can watch the real thing on your phone for free now.
Well, not for free, or you could just like literally subscribe to an OnlyFans content and just pay for it, you know?
That is true. That is true.
But anyway, we fucking watched Bulletproof. And I promise you guys, do we say, Jose, is this movie worth watching? Do we recommend this movie?
Not really? Maybe? I don't know. I don't. I don't. Check.
Boy, you can find another fucking movie. Like, actually, high key, if you are drunk and you want to laugh at some shit that you got to be eagle-eyed to fucking notice, this is going to be interesting. Other than that, please go watch some other enjoyable mid somewhere else. Go, if you're going to watch a James Caan movie, don't fucking watch this.
Yeah, watch Eraser.
Yeah, watch Eraser. If you're going to watch a bad James Caan movie, watch that.
Oh, so Eraser's bad now, eh?
Eraser's been bad, bro. It's just enjoyable.
Oh, nah, like, I think a lot of people think that's like Arnold's last good movie.
Well, yeah, but even then it wasn't good.
What about that movie where he was a sheriff in the middle of town? Was that good?
I think that was an enjoyable mid. What I remember that is Walking Tall.
It's no, that's The Rock. Tall. Yeah, I know, right?
It's not Walking Tall. Fuck, man. I don't even think he's got a fucking Villains Wiki.
Villains Wiki?
Let's find out.
I doubt he does.
I'd be surprised.
I, too, would be surprised.
I'm looking this up right now. Oh, my God.
Look it up.
Dog of so many Coltons. Jesus Christ.
There's
so many Coltons.
That's a very common name, I hate to say.
Yeah, hold on. I'm putting in Bulletproof. Give me something. Oh, man, he does have it.
Hey, bram, bram, bram. There you go.
Frank Colton. Here we go. Here we are.
So, Villains Wiki.
We got our Villains Wiki of the episode here. Frank Colton, who was played by James Caan. Getting into that bitch right now. His full name is Frank Colton. His alias is Boss. Origin is Bulletproof. Occupation, crime lord of the criminal underworld. His powers and skills, firearm skills, wealth, incrimination, great strength and intelligence.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, hobby, weightlifting. Okay.
No, he did lift weights in the movie. We saw that.
Goals,
so.
Convince Archie Moses and Jack Carter into getting his dope bestowed across his underworld before killing them, which he failed. Continue being in power and culminate his crime empire and drug trafficking to the Acme, which he also failed. His crimes. Multiple murders, drug possession, drug trafficking, organized crime, incrimination. The type of villain he is a drug-dealing criminal.
There you go.
Jose?
Shaggy Black?
Grab your notes there.
Time to grab my notes.
And read to the lovely peoples out there who's listening.
The synopsis. Synopsis for Bulletproof, 1996. Two criminals, Keats and Moses, end their friendship when Keats turns out to be an undercover cop. Many years later, the two are forced to work together when Keats is assigned to protect Moses as a witness. Shaq, one thing. Was it ever confirmed it's years later? Because did I not say, are they giving us a timeline of how long it took him to get better?
It did not.
It did not, right?
It didn't.
So this synopsis says years later. So I don't know. We got that to go on.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Bulletproof. Hey, rated R 1996 comedy.
This is 96? I swear this is like 94 or something.
96.
Wow.
96. Directed by Ernest R. Dickerson.
This is our second movie of his. Did you
what
know
was
that?
The first one?
Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes, I promise.
Dude, what happened? Actually, no. That Demon Knight came after this. Did it? Demon Knight was no.
Demon Knight was like 95, 94, wasn't it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. What happened? Ernest R. Dickerson, starring obviously, Adam Sandler is Archie Moses. Damon Wayans is Keats.
Slash Carter.
Jack Carter.
Yeah.
James Caan is Colton. Kristen Wilson as Tracy. And Adam Sandler Staple.
There you go.
Alan Covert as Detective Jones. Frank Ferrantino as Captain Jimson. And Bill Nunn is Finch.
Hey, our second Bill Nunn movie. What up, guy?
Yeah, man. There's a bunch of other people in this movie, too, and I'll just, like, it's not, yeah. But, Jose.
Shaggy.
Why, before we dump into this fucking tire fire of a movie, do you want to play Bop or Flop?
Absolutely not.
Well, you don't have a choice, buddy.
Fuck.
It's time for another rip-rousing game of Bop or Flop, my friend.
Flopping.
So, Bop or Flop, the game show where nobody wins.
Especially me.
But everybody actually gets a laugh. I'm not going to say loses because no one loses when it's all just about making fun of you, buddy.
Thanks.
It's all good. So, Jose.
Shag.
This movie had an estimated budget of $25
million. Are you fucking shitting me?
I couldn't even keep a straight face.
You're lucky there's no fucking CG really in this movie, because then I'd really be pissed.
No, I don't think there's no CG in this movie. I don't know.
$25 million. Okay, sure.
$25 million.
I'm gonna let them have it. I'm assuming it went to the actors.
It had to.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Look at the first three. This is mid-90s. Think about who you have here. You have Sadler. You have
Was Adam Sandler the shit yet?
This is mid-90s.
This was SNL Adam Sandler.
Yes.
So I don't think this was movie Adam Sandler yet.
Like Billy Madison, what came out?
97, 98, bro.
No. Mortal Kombat came out in fucking, and remember.
95.
95. And remember, Bridget Wilson left Billy Madison. They left Billy Madison to come out and do Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I guess you're right.
This is prime Adam Sandler.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
This is prime Adam Sandler, right? That's Damon Wayans. That's the fucking Wayans. And fucking Khan.
Khan?
James Khan.
James Khan.
$25 million is the budget.
There you go.
First off, do you think this movie was a bop or a flop?
This was a flop, I'm going to guess.
It's a flop?
Yep.
Okay. What was the take-home box office?
Well, this is $25 million. I'm ready to get this over with. I'm going to say this bitch made like $8
million. $8
million? Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Positive?
Yes. Just get this fucking over with.
All right. It's.
I'm not stressing over this fucking movie.
No. Absolutely not. Jose, this movie, you said it was a flop. You were absolutely correct. But the money it made on a budget of $25 million, it only brought home a whopping total of, waiting for the fucking shit to clear, it made a whopping $22.6 million.
Oh, fuck me. Goddamn.
It had an opening weekend of like $6 million in September 8th of 1996 when it opened. And it was number one in the box office for that week.
Good for it. I'm happy for y'all. Happy for you, Damon Wayans.
Like, man. Oh, my God. This fucking movie.
I can't believe this.
This fucking movie. What can we talk about with this fucking movie?
I don't know.
Man.
I mean, I guess we can run through the plot real quick.
Sure. Let's run through the fucking plot. Because
the plot is like, okay, there's two dudes. They're carjackers. Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans, you know,
Archie Moses and fucking Keats.
Keats, oh, that's right. That's his fake name, Keats, you know. And all of a sudden,
Rock Keats.
Yeah, you come to find out Rock Keats is an undercover cop. They're trying to bring down this drug lord, which is James Caan as Colton.
Yeah, Frank Colton.
And Archie has connections to him because Archie's like running drugs for him. So, you know, they go to do a drug bust, and they go south because they find Keats' wires.
Yeah.
Because he's wired.
He's fucking wired. The way that they fucking do that scene, too, is fucking, like, Adam Sandler's character is like swears up and down that Keats is clean. He's not a cop or anything.
Yeah, because the day before, they met, like, he introduced Keats to fucking James Caan.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he's in Caan's, like, strip him right now. I don't trust him. He's like, oh, come on, man. If he's a cop, I'll suck your dick.
Yep. Big plot point.
Yeah. And you know, he doesn't have a wire then.
He doesn't have a wire then, and he fucking brings him into the warehouse, and they're about to do a sting, but like he fucking. The reason why I bring this scene up is because he fucking like the dude, like one of the guards, one of Colton's men fucking sees him and he's like, no, I don't trust him. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, no, he's not a cop. And Sanders say, he's not a cop. Yeah, because you know,
Damon Wayans is like looking around,
like his fucking, like sweating their town. It's like, because old boy pulls up on him. The dude, like Colton's men pulls up on him. He's like, what the hell are you staring at? Like, what are you looking at? What are you looking for?
And he's like, he's acting like a cop, man.
He's acting like a cop, man. He's just like, he's freaking out. And he fucking unzips Damon Wayne's jacket. And just, it's the fucking wire right there. And it's like, bruh.
And a big shootout occurs.
Yep.
And during the shootout, like, you know, because he's like, he wants to make sure nothing happens to Moses. He's like, look, man, he's a good kid. He just, you know, caught up in the wrong life. So, like, when the sting goes down, let me arrest him because I want to make sure none of y'all hurt him. So, you know, he has him at gunpoint. He's like, hey, man, please, you know, turn yourself in. You know, don't do nothing. But then that same guard or person Shaggy was talking about, like, sneaks up behind Keats and he turns around and just blasts him. But what happens is, like, Moses gets hit by, like, a fucking... Like a crane?
Yeah, like a crane was like moving close to him.
And it hit him and it caused him to shoot his gun and he shot Keats in the head.
Right in the fucking head.
Like I'm not exaggerating.
A fucking shot that should have killed him. Yeah. A fucking shot that would have killed a normal man.
Yeah.
But you can't kill Wayne Head.
That is true. Oh, I forgot about Wayne Head. Holy shit. That's actually a good callback.
Can't kill Wayne Head, bro.
But yeah, so and time passes by, and this is what me and Shaggy were just talking about. Like, are they going to give us, like, the approximate time that passed by?
Yeah, like, it's one, like, time skip.
There's, like, a time skip. Like, you know, he's getting better. Jump. You know, because obviously he got shot in the head. He's in the hospital. They perform surgery on him. They're like, oh, an inch to the left or the right, you'd be dead.
On top of that, like, he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to be doing physical therapy.
Yeah, and, you know, they show him doing physical therapy with his nurse, Tracy. And, you know, they start, you know, forming a bond. And then, fast forward, Keats is back on the job, and his sergeant or lieutenant calls him in the office, and he has Bill Dunn in there. Bill Nunn in there.
N-U-N-N.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I work with the DEA. We caught Moses, and he wants to, like, rat out Colton for like a plea deal or some shit.
Yeah, like, he's like, yo, you're not going to take me. Just, like, I'll snitch.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
So he's like, you know, you bring him back here. That's your job. He said he'll only, like, work with you. Some shit.
Some crazy shit. Like, this movie doesn't have a lot going for it because it's like taking two comedy guys and putting them in an action movie, which is kind of which was the style at the time.
Yeah.
Putting them in those situations. This is actually like a poor man's Drive.
Pretty much.
Only, like, no martial arts. It's just, like, you're just like, hey, it's a buddy cop movie, but one's a criminal, and the other one's a cop.
Yeah.
In a sense. And the only reason why I compare it to Drive, because you got a black man and a not black man.
Yeah.
Like, in that situation. But, like, they're running around, and they're just trying to, like, trying to do right by each other, but kind of getting to know each other. Like, yo, we're teamed up from some unnormal circumstances, and this is how we're doing. But, like... Was this movie funny?
Oh, it had its moments, but I can't say it's fucking funny.
No, it's not like it. Yeah, it definitely had my moment. I laughed at this movie for different reasons.
That is true.
I laughed at this movie for different reasons. Like, for realsies.
Now, we don't know because director Ernest R. Dickerson was very critical about the movie, saying the movie was castrated because of the producers.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. A lot of shit, and they just kind of piece that shit together just to do whatever and kind of get it done and over with. It felt like that.
Yeah. Also, the trivia, James Caan said of working with the leads.
Playing, oh, my God, yes.
Playing the heavy between these two clowns took a lot of serious concentration. So there you go.
I saw that. Like, Like, bruh, like, it's so, like, it's crazy. Because, like, just to have, like, because you have this star power and you do nothing with it. Yeah. Like, this would actually supposed to be a real good thing.
This was supposed to be, as Ernest R. Dickerson says, 48 hours before the 90s.
What?
He said this film was trying to be 48 hours before the 90s. You know, 48 hours from the 80s.
I know. Yeah,
that's what he said. This is what he envisioned. This
Where? Movie.
That's what he said this vision, this movie was trying to be.
Where?
Don't ask me.
Like, fucking where, bro? Like, where? Like, just absolutely where? Like, where? Because at least 48 hours was funny.
Yeah.
Like, it, like you, dude, I don't know. Now, hold on. Speaking of which, do you know that this movie has a sequel?
Does it really now?
It does.
Wow.
It does. Came out in 2020, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
And, okay, so who's in the sequel, is it?
I know Faison Love and another white guy I don't recognize.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Fucking why? Why would you do this?
Dog, I'm still, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how they wanted to do another sequel and couldn't figure it out. But, like, it's trivia, but it's not trivia. And I'm gonna just apologize early. Just like we have been drinking, I definitely have been drinking like majority of the day,
yeah,
and I'm
still drinking that.
And I'm trying to get Jose to catch up with me. So it's
that's why we are like kind of meh. The booze strikes again. But anyway, so he meets them up in the desert. Like they go on a plane. Mm. They're ambushed by fucking Colton's dudes. Oh, Mad Max shit.
Do we want to talk about? Yeah, it definitely gave me some Mad Max feels.
We got to talk about this because they get in the plane. The plane gets shot.
That's what I'm saying. Are we talking about? Are we going to jump to the fucking plane? Because, like, that's the shit that I want to talk about.
Yeah, because the plane happens. The pilot gets shot, but they're in the air. Like, they're able to take off. Some dude sneaks on the plane. They have a shootout, but he shoots the pilot. But Adam Sandler's like, hey, man, I could drive a plane. Right? Drive a plane? Pilot a plane?
Pilot a plane.
I can fly a plane.
There you go, buddy. There you go. Words.
Words.
Take some more of the courage juice.
Words. Words mean things.
Words mean things.
And,
look here, man.
Like, so,
Oh, you're just setting it up. You're painting a picture. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm painting a picture because I'm letting people know. So the plane, but it shot the shit. Oh, radio's done.
Fuck. This movie also can be watched, as the time of this recording, because it's a Universal Pictures movie, this movie can be watched on Peacock if you have the app for free.
That's right.
So, like, you can actually just stream it like that and enjoy it.
I'm Jose, Peacock. You got to let me fly.
Continue, Jose.
There goes my
hero.
Shut
the fuck up.
So the plane shot the shit. They're losing fuel. The engines are out.
Uh-huh.
The plane starts to crash, you know.
The fucking plane looks like Swiss goddamn cheese.
Yeah, and you know, but Adam Sandler being, I guess, the G he is, he
says he can fly the plane.
He kind of lands a plane, I guess.
Yeah.
He crash lands a plane, but not like crashing as you think. Like, he's able to get the wheels up. And the wheels roll to the edge of a fucking cliff. So you get this kind of dramatic scene where they're like, okay, don't move. But move slowly. Don't yell, whisper. But the plane's...
It's one of those things that's like supposed to be... fucking cool.
Yeah.
But like, or kind of bring up tension.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we got to jump. And they jump out the plane. But Shaggy.
Oh my God.
Do Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans jump out the plane?
Okay. I want to build this shit up because a follower on my Twitter account reached, I put it out there. We were watching this movie. And then a follower on my account fucking came out and said, hey, that movie's a classic. And halfway into this movie, because I also put it out again, I'll say 10 minutes into this movie, and I already fucking regret it, because we could have fucking watched Eraser.
You've been erased.
But instead, we chose this one, because Jose got his movies confused, which is a rarity. Got to fuck around and put him in a home. But anyway.
Don't put me in a home. Put a bullet in my head.
He's like, yo, fuck that.
Just throw me in the incinerator, guy.
He's like, fuck it, I'm dead. Nah, but anyway... So she points out, she's like, that's a classic. And I'm like, to whomst? And she starts laughing. She's like, no, that movie is like very low budget, which is not fucking true.
Yeah, so that's a fucking lie.
That's a goddamn lie. That movie, she said it was that, but it's like a couple of scenes in the movie that you can tell they just did not care because one scene is happening now, which is where Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans are going to jump out of the crashing plane. When it's teeter-tottering over the cliff, they're going to jump out of the plane so the plane doesn't pull them down with them and crash. So you think it's Wayans and Sandler, but it's literally two dudes. They're stuntmen.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can it's not like, you know how you can just tell it's the stuntman and it's the actor and then it's the stuntman, where it's not just blatant, but it's kind of like they kind of went in too fast and you kind of see that. Like, those mistakes can happen, right? This one is blatant as all hell.
Like, they stop for the camera. It's like, no, like, you're not supposed to shoot like this. Like,
dog.
You either got to, like,
dog.
Have Adam Sandler, Damon Wayans there.
They should
have
cut.
And then, you know,
and then had the two dudes jump out the fucking shit. And that, while we would have fucking been like, that's a weird ass edit, we would have fucking noticed it.
Yeah.
But fam, that shit was like, I don't want to do this take again. Just fucking have him do it. And it was so bad. Because I was like, when did fucking Adam Sandler get curly hair?
Yeah.
Now, this is fucking Billy Madison. No, this is fucking Billy Madison Airheads Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So the head was like grown out in some parts and then shaved down. Bruh. This motherfucker had curly head and you got like a motherfucker with a bald brother with like a thicker mustache jumping out of the plane. I'm like, fam, what is going on?
For real. Like, it's like, hold up, man. That is clearly some other white guy, and that is that one guy from Drive who the camera zoomed in on for no fucking reason.
Just like he was fucking...
Yeah, like he was an important character. Like, it's like, that's who jumped out of the fucking plane. Like, hold the fuck up.
Bro, I was going to say that was old boy from Dexter, the black dude from Dexter.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, him and fucking Judge Reinhold jumping out the fucking plane. Count to three, motherfucker. And then both jump out. And
fuck off, like, Judge Reinhold.
Fuck off, Judge Reinhold. Nah, man, like, it was so bad. Like, she said you had to pause it to look. And we didn't notice it. When she tweeted that at us, we were already, like, the movie was heading towards the third climax. And or the final, the third,
the final act, the final third act,
third act, yeah,
the climax of the film, Shaq.
Yes, whatever.
Words mean things. Remember,
that bitch is coming three times. Fuck it.
Damn.
But no, like we get to that shit, and we're like, huh? And then, but she says the second thing happens.
Yeah,
which we'll probably touch on a little later. But like when we saw the second thing first. So then we went back and restarted the movie.
Nah, we gotta watch this.
Nah, I gotta see this now. See how bad it was. I didn't know it was gonna be that fucking bad. Holy
shit. So if you're a fan and you checked our Instagram this weekend, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I might pin it to our page. That way you can see what we saw.
If you checked our stories.
Yeah.
You'll see what we saw. And geez, fuck, man. Jesus.
Hilarity ensued. But anyway, after that, they basically walk the desert and fucking end up at some weird cottage. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like one of those. They're kind of like walking because they made it off, and then they just made it to like a hotel,
like
cottage.
Some weird motel,
like out in the woods.
Out in the
shit.
Woods, yeah. Is it like a sex motel?
No,
because they have porn everywhere.
That was because during the times you can just have it like where it says like because they had there was hotels that did have shit like that, but they're not you could. That's definitely, like, you're going to fuck at a motel. Like, it doesn't matter. You're going to fucking, like, but this is one of those things that's, like, in the woods, like, for campers or, like, for people that are just caught up. They're, like, in there, so it's not, and it's not creepy. It's just like, oh, this is
Shaq,
like,
are you going to mention your boy?
Oh, my fucking God, I will. Thank you for bringing that up, but he's not going to be in the scene we're talking
about.
Because
we missed this scene already.
We did.
So, yeah.
Dog, this motherfucker this dude had a motherfucking Jerry curl. And he's blacker than the Ace of Spades. This motherfucker blacker than Ace of Spades with a fucking Jerry curl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that motherfucker, I'm like, yo, is this nigga wearing a wig? I said the N-word again.
Oh, God damn it, Shaq.
Is this man wearing
a
wig?
That shows you how much he's drank today, guys.
Bruh, is this man wearing a wig?
Because, like, he always has a hat on.
Yes.
So it has
a hat backwards?
Yeah.
And the hair is sticking out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like fucking Ice Cube. Like, think Ice Cube with the Jerry curl back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit I'm talking about. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what is that? I had to pause the movie.
He did.
I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Jack, we were on that bitch. She's like, look at this motherfucker's hair,
Jose. Look at this dude's hair. As a son of a beautician, it's just shit I noticed. I'm like, that is a bad wig. What the fuck is that? And if that is actually his fucking hair, why?
Let it go, brother. Just let it go.
Why? Holy shit, brother is Milk Dud Hulk Hogan. Like, holy shit. Oh my God.
Oh no. He said Milk Dud Hulk Hogan.
Dog, this fucking episode's awful. I'm going to just say that right now.
It is. We apologize.
This episode's fucking awful.
We were on the highest of highs the last 2 weeks, so we just had to come crashing fucking down.
This is how we fucking remember James Caan, man. Some bullshit. Not no good shit. Not even fucking Eraser. Some bullshit.
Shag,
bro.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, this is what we get. Like, God damn it, bro.
Come on, man. This is some ass. This movie's cheeks.
You know what? I make this promise now.
Sup?
When we get out of the summer of 82, we're going to do James Caan justice.
I'm
calling it right now.
We better, dude.
We
got to do something, yeah. Bro. Like, come on, man. This is some shit, bro. Like, listen here, y'all. We have clearly been drinking, and we are just trying to find something to really like about this movie. I can only tell you.
I guess Damon Wayans, Adam Sandler had good chemistry.
They did have good chemistry, but like that is like, but everything else
is not good.
Yeah, like look here, man. Like I'm gonna just tell you this now. One thing I'll say we both fucking enjoyed was the third act.
Yes,
guaranteed.
Me and Shaq just talked about it. Like when we were watching the movie, I'm like, yo, this third act is kind of saving this movie.
Yes.
Well, I don't even want to say saving the movie, but
no,
you know.
it was already like. It was kind of like shit. This is kind of like a shit sandwich, but you find like a fucking, but you find diamonds in it. Like it's still a shit sandwich, yeah. But there's a diamond in it. Like that's literally what this was. But like, on the highest of keys, that third act kind of fucking brought our attention back because we were all in our phones laughing at some other shit. That's when you know we hadn't fucking had no shit like this since fucking Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oof.
Like yeah, but we were angry at Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Here we're not as here we weren't angry.
Because Mortal Kombat Annihilation's
wow.
So fucking borderline unwatchable.
That shit made us mad. Like both of us continuously mad. You still say to this day it was fucking Double Dragon. It's not Double Dragon. We at least had fun with Double Dragon.
Ao Leong deserved better.
That and the fucking Postman, like fucking doing the flips.
Oh
and
my
shit.
God. That motherfucker says airmail and jumps off the fucking.
He fucking just drops off and dies.
I was like, I hate it here. Absolutely, just like I hate it here, shit.
Woo, boy.
What else happens? I mean, like Adam Sandler gets a gun shoved up his ass.
Oh no, and we forgot to mention like Damon Wayans was in like physical training and he met his girlfriend.
No, I mentioned that.
Did you?
I said Nurse Tracy.
Oh, fuck.
I talked about it already, yeah.
Yeah, she fine as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though. But she's like, she was prototypical fine woman in the mid-90s.
There you go.
Like, mid-90s, 2000. Because if you had to go back to look at her fucking films, like, if you literally had to go back and look at all her films, like, I can tell you that she was a beautiful, she was a beautiful woman in all these fucking movies she's been in. And let me go back. Yeah, that's what she was. She was the wife in Dr. Dolittle.
Ah, okay.
She was in. She was in Dungeons and Dragons.
Are we doing that movie?
I pray to God not.
Okay, thank God.
Actually, the only ones that you'll probably know off of here, you probably know some of them, but like the bigger ones would be like Crossover. Fucking Dungeons and Dragons, Girl 6. I don't know who she was in Girl 6. She was in Twitches and the Dr. Dolittle movies.
Yeah, no, it's just Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah. The Eddie Murphy Dr. Dolittle
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, 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 I know.
So, like, my word. But she hasn't been in any movies since.
Oh. Hashtag aw.
She's like 52, man.
Hashtag aw. Not really. But yeah, moving on, this movie, what else do you want to talk about? Do you want to just talk about the third act?
First off, we need to go ahead and talk about like why we chose this movie, but we already know why we chose this movie.
I told him already.
Yeah. But like, so we need to talk about James Caan in this movie.
So originally, it wasn't James Caan.
Who was supposed to be?
James Woods.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, no.
I know this is a podcast, an audio podcast, and you can't see my face.
You can't see Chang's face.
But just know there is a look of like disappointed disgust on my face.
But he was too busy filming the, you know, what would go down later on as like, no, that wasn't acting. That was James Woods. He was too busy making Burning Mississippi.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which, you know, like I said, looking back on, like, oh, that motherfucker wasn't acting.
Oh, that was...
Oh.
Oh, he acting, yeah. Okay. That motherfucker there, man. Bruh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and originally, they wanted Ice-T for this movie. So I guess it wouldn't have been... I'm assuming for Damon Wayans.
And yeah, because ain't nobody... I mean, unless you put him in fucking... Whoopi's fucking, like, place. Oh, this man's fucking let the headphones drop. You were fucked up, bro. Holy shit. Dog, we've been doing this show for almost... Our 2-year anniversary is coming up next month. And this is the first time his headphones have fell off of his head. He ain't fucking got the mic and he's talking. He's struggling. I will say this. This is not one of James Caan's strongest, but he did do something in this movie that I fucking remember.
Clearly,
this is
not one of his strongest.
Yeah, he will do. He did something in this movie that I will clearly remember and I will fucking cherish forever.
What's that?
That was in the third act when him and Damon Wayans actually like squared off against each other.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
and this motherfucker is like, you know how motherfuckers when they fight a dude straight up or somebody fights and they're gonna take something off. Like, kind of like, for instance, in our favorite show, Letterkenny, when Wayne is going to fight, he undoes his button sleeves.
Yeah.
He undoes his button sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Rolls them motherfuckers up.
Like, just rolls them fuckers up and just gets ready to fight. James Caan as Colton is saying something to Damon Wayne's character, and he's like... Oh, I like something along the lines of I've been waiting all day to do this. And instead of like taking off earrings or undoing his cuffs and rolling them bitches down, no, my friends, he takes off a toupee.
A toupee.
He's like, I'm finna whoop your ass with this bald spot. And he didn't say that, but I fucking howled because I'm like, yo, this man is taking off his fucking toupee, bro.
Yeah, that
his
shit. Shaggy loved that shit.
I was fucking howling.
Yeah.
I was like, man. But also in the third act, too, though, the action was pretty good in this movie.
Yeah, no, there's some good shootout scenes. It's like, it's fucked up. Like,
now, the middle.
Adam Sandler blasts a dude in the eye, and they show that shit.
Like, yeah. Pep, he's like, oh, got through the eye. I mean, and even when they were in that CD motel.
Yeah.
The action scenes were, okay, so they were doing stormtrooper shooting.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So, and people who don't know what stormtrooper shooting is like, they can't hit anything.
They're hitting everything but the main characters.
Yeah, they're hitting everything but the object they're supposed to be hitting.
Then it's just dumb logic. Because I told Shaq, they sent one dude in there.
Yeah, and they're like, you're not afraid to fuck. Like, they sent the one dude in there to try to get the rush on him.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, they sat on the outside, and it was like, what, it was four dudes against two?
Yeah, it was like a good 4-6 dudes. Like, just rush. All of them automatic weapons.
Dog,
like, just rush in there and just blast them.
Just rush. Or just shoot the motherfucker. Or just shoot the place, because they had to come out to you.
Yeah.
Like, why are you sneaking in?
Like, this dude has, like, a fucking military-grade saw type of gun in his fucking Jeep. Like, just... Blast the motel with that Jeep. Like, no one's surviving that.
Not at all.
Like, what the fuck? You know, whatever.
Dog, it was so annoying. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was the shooting scenes and stuff. The action scenes didn't get better until, like, towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Which a part of me is kind of feeling like I felt like they shot first.
Probably.
But the rest of it is like, bro, what? Like, it's just, it was just, because it was weird up until that point, up until the third act, which let's talk about now. Like, fuck it. Let's go into the third act. So
they go, the third act, basically a big shootout in the mansion.
Yeah, but.
Which, by the way, that mansion was the same mansion from both Beverly Hills Cop. And Last Action Hero.
I knew it was fucking Last Action Hero. I knew that shit looked fucking familiar.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like the fucking stairs in the middle.
Yeah.
So, like, one thing we didn't mention in this because, fuck it. We, there was a part, because Damon Wayans, Billy Madison, Jesus Christ. Adam Sandler has been telling Damon Wayans, like, he's hearing names of certain people, and there he's like, yo, I know those fuckers, they're dirty. And, like, he's been calling names out. And then, like, and one thing about Adam Sandler's character in this movie is that he doesn't lie. He's not a liar. Mm-hmm. He's a con man and a crook, but he's not a liar. Yeah. Right? So, and Damon takes notice of that. And then, like, he starts noticing that, like, yo, there's a mole where we work. I don't know how this happens, but there's a mole where we work. Somebody's leaking information. And obviously, me and Jose, well, Jose especially, was like, it's the fucking chief.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it's the chief. But fast forward, we get there, and, you know, Sandler and fucking Wayans is doing their shootout. And next thing you know, because they got his girl. They, like, James Caan kidnaps Damon Wayans' girlfriend.
Yeah, Nurse Tracy.
Yeah, kidnaps Nurse Tracy. And they get in there, and they shoot up the place, and they get Tracy out. And Tracy finally embraces. But, like, even I said this. I was like, she probably has something to do with that shit. And then, lo and behold, because if you notice, in Damon Wayans' movies, most of the women turn their back on him.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like it was this and Low Down Dirty Shame.
Except for Blink Man.
Yeah, nah, that didn't. Like,
yeah.
Nah, man, fucking. I'm sorry if I did that in y'all ears and y'all got fucking headphones on. I apologize, man. We are fucking ripped. But no. Like, she turns on him. She says, like, he's like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, we got to be careful. There might be someone around. She's like, I have a gun. She's like, and he's like, okay, cool. Let me get that. She's like, no, I don't think I will. And just points the gun at him. She's like, hey, dog, this ain't funny. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And she's the one that's been feeding in information because, like, apparently, like, Adam Sandler, like, knows about the books James Caan keeps, James Caan keeps on his, and she's in there as like she gets paid to fall in love with these people, like, and screw them over in the end.
Yeah.
So, like, and Damon Wayans' character is one of those characters, and now, like, it's like an epic little shootout, but he has her and he just handcuffs her. Damn, she fine. Handcuffs her to like the baseboards of the stairs as he goes to go have the little fight with Caan. And like I said, and like with Wayans and Sandler being like two different sides of comedy.
Yeah.
I can understand where Khan's getting that from. Because he's like, bruh, these motherfuckers are too funny. I can't. He didn't say anything bad about him. And here it comes. This motherfucker takes off that two. He's like, he takes off that toothpaste. I'm going to fuck you up. I was like, yes, let's go, King. Let's go.
Another thing that annoyed me. So after getting shot in the head, he's given a metal plate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm yeah, like, go ahead.
I was like, Shaq, I'm annoyed because he can literally end every fight with a headbutt, yet he never does it.
Bro,
he does it a couple of times.
Not only that, they don't cover it as much as I thought. Like, the movie's called Bulletproof, and, like, it doesn't explain why it's bulletproof until he gets shot, and you literally have a metal thing here. You could have played that up more.
I almost spoiled a movie. It could have been, like, this movie where this person had a metal plate. But no, never mind. I won't spoil it.
Is it a current movie?
It was from back in the day.
Okay. What? When you say back in the day?
Like, well, no. Like, maybe 2011-ish.
What movie was it?
I'm not going to tell you because then it'll get spoiled. I'll never tell.
You'll tell me after the fucking thing because it's just, I know how this is going to work.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you after the thing. After the show. After the pod.
But yeah, nah. And, like, obviously, Damon... Damon fucking fights old boy, but Sandler fucks around and shoots James Caan in the head.
Yeah.
Like, shoots him in the head.
Point blank.
Point blank. Fucking.
You know what? We're talking about James Caan, you know, as we should. You know, this is supposed to be his honoring. What was your first Adam Sandler memory? Like, what was your first introduction to him?
Oh, it was probably, shockingly, I thought it was going to be SNL, but no, it's not. It was probably Billy Madison.
Okay.
Billy Madison, actually a combination of... No, it was definitely Billy Madison, and then Happy Gilmore was second.
Mm,
Billy Madison, out of the two,
yeah,
Billy Madison's probably my favorite, only because to me it has way more quotables. But Happy Gilmore has like some fucking memorable moments. I remember I got like for my birthday, I got a double combo set of Billy Madison and like fucking Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and not the one that it was two of those movies together in like two fucking like you have two sides of DVDs. You had that stuff. So yeah, it was like a twofer. But no, that was my first one. So fuck it. What's your first? Then I'll ask you this: what's your first Damon Wayans?
Living Color.
You can do what you wanna do in Living Color.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
You're a man of taste.
Hey man, what can I say?
You're a man.
That shit was dope, man.
Of course,
that shit was amazing. Introduced to you a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
But definitely that and Adam Sandler. I want to say it was Airheads.
Really?
Oh yeah, I did not watch a lot of his movies for some fucking reason.
Okay, me and my sister.
Like I think I watched fucking Little Nicky before fucking almost everything else.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't want to say I wasn't a fan of his because I did watch his shit and laugh. But it's just for some reason I wasn't actively seeking out his shit.
Me and my sister fucking love those fucking movies.
Yeah.
Like we just fucking rented them and we'd be in there fucking just pissing ourselves laughing. Like,
right.
That's how bad it was. But man.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Airheads was, that's going to be a probably movie we're going to cover eventually.
Oh, yeah.
We're two, being horror guys, we are fucking metalheads. We got to fucking, yeah, that one was fucking great. That being said, this movie was not great. This movie,
nope.
This movie was not good. This movie was not good, and we drunkenly did bad by James Caan.
We really did. And here comes the other thing we were talking about earlier, because like the movie ends, you know, he lets
Moses
go.
Yeah, Moses or Adam Sandler's character go.
And he goes to Mexico because he's like, man, I want to be a bullfighter.
He said, bro, I'm not gonna go. I'm done with fucking crime, man. I'm gonna go be a bullfighter.
Yeah, and so he's in a bar, a cantina, as we say.
Yep.
And he's hitting on some Mexican chicks, and all of a sudden some Mexican dudes like, hey man, we don't like you gringos. Fucking hitting
See,
on our
you
women.
Say Mexican dudes and that one dude.
That one dude on the right might as well be the Undertaker.
Yeah, like he is, that motherfucker is just a guy in Mexico.
I seen that dude in the crowd on. Let me stop. But anyway, so he's in there, and this is what we were talking about earlier with shit you can see.
I just noticed what you were about to say.
You just noticed what I was about to say.
Oh no! He's like, sir, where were you?
On the date of January, shit.
Kel Mitchell. No, fuck.
Wait, Kel. What?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh yeah. No, you started another movie, Shaq.
I didn't start it.
No, here's the thing: you have to immediately grab the remote on Peacock because that Peacock will fucking play another movie immediately.
I hate it.
Like I'm talking about, as soon as the credits roll,
I hate it.
On Peacock, you immediately watching another movie. So, but anyway,
thank you.
During the scene, Damon Wayans pops up. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hey, man, y'all need to leave my friend alone." And he's like, "Get him." What was the dog's name?
Keats.
Oh, that's why he named the dog Keats. He's like, "Get him, Keats," and you know, because he had a cute little bull terrier. For those who don't know, that's Chico from Next Friday.
Yep.
Or Spuds McKenzie, if you're my age.
If you're fucking old as shit.
Or the Target dog now.
If you're really old as shit.
Yeah, that's because that's a Spuds McKenzie. Like, I've never forgot that. And he's like, get him, buddy. And he looks pissed off.
Yeah, the dog looks heated.
The reason he looks heated, you can see them, they clearly tied a rope on his tail. And were like, kind of pulling it.
Yep.
To make him look kind of mad.
Yep.
And we're like, Shaq, you could totally see the rope.
It's the craziest shit ever. Like... Fam, like, he fucking just goes around and, like, that dog is just sitting there, like, and fucking, like, you see the rope just hanging from his tail. And it's like, wow. Like, you're not supposed to see no shit like that, but you do anyway.
Yeah.
It's the craziest shit.
But then at the end of the day, the dog was drunk and it, like, passed out.
Yeah, it passed out.
And I just assumed they threw...
Like me on a Friday night.
There you go. I just assumed they threw Adam Sandler out the bar because the movie kind of ends right there.
Yeah, the movie, they just say, oh, come on. And he's not even helping them.
And you get this recurring joke throughout the whole movie that Adam Sandler's mom is like high as hell all the time.
Yep.
And then you see his mom finally and she's just chiefing it up.
Well, he's like, Mom, you gonna let them do this to me? Mom, are you high?
And she's like, huh?
She's like, yeah, boy.
And he's like, ah.
And then the movie ends.
Yep.
That was Bulletproof.
What a punch to the dick to James Caan, literally.
You fucking did it.
I did this. I'm sorry, guys.
You did this. Apologize to the audience.
Audience, I'm so sorry for this. We normally do better. I promise. Please don't let this be your first episode. I will fucking
punch myself in the dick. Swear to God. This could be somebody's first episode, and we piddle out with this.
I fucking
should. What the fuck is your problem?
I fucking should have said something.
How the fuck did I tell you we're gonna let's do a you tell me to do a racer.
I said let's fucking do a racer then, bro. You're like, let's do a racer.
And just like, oh, it's 2 hours. I don't want to fucking watch another fucking shit for two hours.
I didn't say I didn't want to watch them for 2 hours. We should have did Rollerball. The Rollerball is more our style.
Rollerball is more our style. Because
it's like a cult classic.
Of course it is. But like, look at us being lazy. Laziness gets us nowhere.
This is what happens when I don't have a day off. That's honestly
That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is. Shit, man. Look at you.
Hashtag give us money so I can quit my other job.
He wouldn't quit his other job, people. He just take our, your money, pay bills, and then just go from there. I mean, please.
And buy
us
more
money.
Cocaine. I mean, yes, buy yes.
Bitch, where?
Yes.
Anyway, anywho, anyway.
You don't want to know.
I definitely don't. But anyway,
there you go.
All right, man. Let's get through this dribble, please.
Dribble, dribble, scribble, scribble.
So here at Cinema Villain, I don't even fucking want to actually do it.
We here at Cinema Villains rate and review our villains by three different categories.
Those categories are the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level.
I kind of want to do a metal growl for threat level.
Threat level.
So like threat level.
Yeah.
But that'd be kind of annoying to do every episode.
Yeah, you would have
we need a fucking bump. That's what we need.
We need a, yeah, we actually
Wait,
need a
I'm talking about a sound bump.
We definitely need a, I mean, sure.
Yeah, we need a sound bump for that. Cause
I'm down with whatever.
Yes.
But, yeah, we definitely need, like I'm about to tell Bart to give me his old one, but no.
Hey, Barter, how you doing? You're a good guy.
He is. But, no, all right, so what are we giving him
for? I was joking when I said you'd be the dude on the leash in the wasteland. The Mad Max episode.
James Caan.
I would save
James
you
James fucking Caan. As Frank Colton. What's his motive? Motivation?
He just wants to be a drug lord. That fucking 2.5, just down the middle.
I'm gonna give him a 3, because of the fucking he's like car salesman, and he lets you know
that's
he's
his
a car
front is a car
yeah.
salesman. Okay,
his front is a car salesman, but yet he's a drug lord, peddling shit out of his car sale out of his dealership, and he has a fucking cowboy hat, 10-gallon hat.
He does. So he starts off the movie talking about, I love America.
Boy, I tell you what, I love America.
I don't know why we give him a country accent. He didn't have one, but
I don't know why, man. I'm trying to have him smile like Buck Strickland. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, bro. Holy shit. Hold on. Let me get some more liquid juice here.
Liquid juice. Liquid.
Fuck. Okay. So I'm giving him a 3 mm-hmm. for motive, because it's just like, hey, I want more money.
Yeah,
I'm a drug lord, but I also sell cars.
Cars full of drugs.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
All right. So, drip. Oh, it's a 4 for me.
Isn't it 4?
It's a 4. 2 reasons. Why? Cowboy hat.
The toupee?
Yes. Absolutely.
I can't. I
absolutely.
Like, look, I love you, James Caan.
Dog, no. Listen to me. Do you know how much of a man you have to be to take that fucking toupee off your head because you about to fuck a motherfucker up? You about to fuck somebody up, and you don't want your toupee to get fucked up.
That is true. I guess.
You know how much you have to pay attention to your drip. It's like taking off a coat because you don't want blood on it.
Yeah.
My man's like, yo, I'm going to fucking kill you, and that shit's going to go everywhere. I don't want that shit on my fucking toupee.
Yeah. That being said, 3.5.
All right, you're going to give him 3.5?
I'll give him 3.5.
I gave him a 4 just because of the fucking toupee. If it wasn't for the toupee, that motherfucker would have probably had a 2. Pay. threat level.
Oh, man.
I don't want to give him a 3, but it's probably going to end up being a
3. I'm going to give him 3.5 again.
I kind of want to
just... Because he's a drug dealer. He has everyone in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to get dirty, as we just talked about. Like,
no,
get
he was ready to fucking fight and shoot and kill people.
He was ready to make Adam Sandler suck his dick.
He did. He really said that.
Yeah.
He said that. He's like, look, if he's not a cop, Adam Sandler pretty much told him, "Is like, if he's a cop, I'll suck your dick."
And right before he was going to shoot him in the beginning of the movie, he's like, "Well, I'm going to give you one last thing to chew on or something like that."
He put the gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
That was what he did.
Nah, but then Adam Sandler's like, "That's for making me want to suck your dick or something."
Yep. Yeah, that shit. Yeah, it's threat level. I mean, I'm going to give him a 3.
Yeah.
Standard 3. Mm-hmm. So I got 3, 4, 3. Ha! Industries. You gave him 2.5, 3.5,
and another 3.5.
So that's like an aggregate of
3.
Probably a 3.
0.3 repeating.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Repeating, of course.
Repeating.
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Ladies and germs, that is fucking bulletproof. We're going to...
Damn, this was a short episode.
Hey, I told you, bro. Like, we are way too... We have been drinking, and that was not too much to report on.
Yeah, this movie was ass.
We can report on how bad it was, but, like, people don't come here for that.
Oh, what's your favorite cinema villain moment?
Oh, my favorite cinema villain moment?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, the toupee. Absolutely. Like, that shit just took me. I was like, yo.
Yeah, the same for me, because that's basically, he takes it off and he kind of beats the shit out of Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Wayans just has a fucking metal plate in his head. That's the only thing that saves him.
And he just whooped his, because he beat him over the head with like a fucking, like what?
He had a baton, I think.
Like a baton, and he said, beep. And this motherfucker looked at him and said, bleep. And
he knows all that shit.
He looked at that motherfucker like it was Captain Marvel looking at Thanos.
Yeah.
He was like, boop. And he's just like, no.
Like, absolutely not. That's not going to work.
Again, he's like, motherfucker, and he just, like, fucking hits him. But, like, yeah. I promise you guys we'll do...
Oh.
What?
So, is he in the...
Is he in? We're going to... Incomplete.
Incomplete?
There's some other shit James Caan is a bad guy in, and we'll put him in.
Yeah.
I refuse to do this one to him.
Okay, sorry, James Caan. As James Colton...
As Frank Colton.
Frank Colton, my bad. You are not in the VIP. Is he in the villain dome?
I actually don't want to do this. I don't feel
don't
right.
Worry. Okay.
I don't feel right because of the fact that we did this being lazy. We also did this because we wanted to do James Caan.
Tribute to him.
Yeah, we want to do a nice little tribute for him, just something to remember him by. And in cinema villains fashion, we found a way to fuck it up.
Hey.
So I'm definitely I'll be glad to grade. But I'm not denying or actually letting in that character because I know there was a better character that we originally had planned to do, and we fucked up. I'm not doing it.
You're a good man, Shay.
I can't do it. That's Sonny, bro. I can't fucking do
it. But me, on the other hand, your ass ain't getting in, motherfucker. Denied.
You'd have fucking picked the movie.
Well, I didn't know how he was. I forgot.
But motherfucker, you confused him. That's goddamn. Not.
I thought this was a better.
In this show, please.
I thought this was a somewhat
in this show,
better
please.
Movie.
In this fucking show.
Well, anyway, we'll see you next time. We'll see you next week or next week again for. We're back on track with the summer of 84, 82, my bad.
You need to stop. Actually, you either need to drink more or.
I need to drink more.
Drinking.
Anyway, but no, we'll see you back again with the summer of 82 continues.
Mm-hmm.
And then once this ends, like I say, we're gonna do James Caan justice. We'll fucking review a banger instead.
Yes.
Of this, so much of a banger.
Nah, not so much of a banger. I couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, but anyway, as always, you know, thank you so much for listening. If you subscribe to us on Apple, please leave us a 5-star review. Write a comment. I'll read that shit. Spotify, same shit, bro. Thanks to everyone who shares and you know, post our shit online. We love all y'all.
We really do.
We'll see you next time.
We'll love you long time.
That too.
Geeky.
And take care of yourselves. Be good people. Bye-bye.
Later. We'll be right back.